Good morning, I'm Debbie Cruz. It's Tuesday, November 5th. Former Navy contractor Leonard Francis is being sentenced today. More on that next. But first, let's do the headlines. Today is Election Day. If you haven't cast your ballot yet, you still have time to do so. There are more than 200 vote centers and 150 ballot drop boxes open throughout the county. They will be open from 7 in the morning until 8 p.m. tonight. If you're in line at a vote center or an official ballot drop box at 8 p.m., you'll still be able to vote. And if you're not registered to vote, you can still visit any vote center to conditionally register and vote provisionally today. For more information about the election, visit our voter hub at kpbs.org/voterhub. Windy conditions are in store for some parts of the county this week. In the inland and mountain areas, gusts could reach up to 45 miles per hour. No rain is in store, and temperatures are expected to rise a couple degrees each day this week. Today, by the coast and in the inland areas, temps will be in the low 70s. In the mountains, it'll be in the high 50s, and in the deserts, it's expected to be in the low 80s. The National Weather Service is issuing a fire weather watch for parts of the county. It will take effect tomorrow evening and last into Thursday afternoon in the valley and mountain areas. Alex Tardy of the National Weather Service says there are some things people can do to get ready now.
So now you can set up by making sure, you know, your leaves are picked up, that you don't have piles of brush near your house. Make sure that there's defensible space.
Tardy says a fire weather watch means that conditions could lead to a red flag warning. CAL FIRE says they are ready and fully staffed at all 42 stations countywide. From KPBS, you're listening to San Diego News Now. Stay with me for more of the local news you need. Former Navy contractor Leonard Francis is due in a San Diego courtroom today. He'll be sentenced more than 11 years after his arrest rocked the Navy. Military reporter Andrew Dyer says, despite the case's twists and turns, the resolution might be anticlimactic.
Prosecutors are recommending Francis be sentenced to about 12 years in prison for pocketing at least $35 million in the largest bribery and corruption scandal in U.S. Navy history. The man, better known as Fat Leonard, has already served several years since his arrest in 2013. In 2015, he pleaded guilty to bribing Navy officials for more than a decade with lavish dinners, travel, prostitutes, and cash. But Francis cooperated with the government, handing over reams of evidence used to build criminal cases against more than 24 Navy officers and civilians. In a court filing last month, prosecutors said this level of assistance is why they're not seeking a longer sentence. Andrew Dyer, KPBS News.
More than 500 migrants died trying to cross the southern border last year. Border reporter Gustavo Solis spoke with local activists honoring their memory.
An abandoned backpack, half-empty packs of cigarettes and dirty shoelaces. These were some of the meager belongings of migrants who lost their lives trying to make it to the U.S. And now, they're part of a Dia de los Muertos ofrenda inside of a horse trailer parked right next to the border wall in San Ysidro.
They're not just numbers. They were humans. They have also goals, dreams.
Nancy Muro is a San Diego activist who created this ofrenda to honor everybody who has died trying to cross the border illegally.
And I don't believe a person should lose their life because they're looking for better opportunities, a better life.
Muro says that policies like Donald Trump's border wall and President Joe Biden's asylum crackdown all make crossing the border more dangerous. These deaths are just one aspect of the humanitarian crisis along the border. So far this year, more than 570 injured migrants have been admitted to UC San Diego Health for injuries related to illegal border crossings. A new record. Gustavo Solis, KPBS News.
Security surrounding today's election will be tight across the country. Officials in the county say there are no threats to the electoral process here. But reporter John Carroll says some voters still have concerns.
Listener Arturo Toscano wrote to us asking what he should do if someone observing him voting tries to harass or intimidate him. I put that question to San Diego County Registrar of Voters, Cynthia Paz.
They should alert the poll worker.
Paz says poll workers are trained in de-escalating situations, but if that doesn't work, San Diego Sheriff's deputies are ready to deploy anywhere in the county at a moment's notice. Paz says everything has gone smoothly up till now, and she expects that will continue through Election Day.
Our elections here in San Diego County, they are open and transparent. We welcome the community to come in and observe every step of the process. That's their legal right, and it ensures the integrity of our overall elections. So it's a positive thing.
Nevada, Oregon, and Washington State have all put their state National Guards on standby. California has not. John Carroll, KPBS News.
Election Day is here, and the San Diego Unified School District is trying something new to engage both students and families. Gloria Penner Fellow Elaine Alfaro tells us more about the SD Unified for Democracy initiative.
Students gather in the theater at Crawford High School to interview each other about democracy and their role in it. They have a variety of responses, ranging from excitement to timidness. 12th grader Salima Melange's takeaway is the power of her voice.
I like the experience because it just made me like kind of open myself to share a little bit about how I feel about the voting and elections and just political and to just say things in hopes of like sending a message somehow.
Her message will be featured in a comic book page created by her group. Brian Black is a visual art teacher at Crawford and says teachers are trying to think of creative ways to engage students in the election.
We want them to get to think about voting and registering. I think there's a lot of graphic novels that are out now that really serve like this entryway into getting kids interested in reading.
There were about 50 students at this event, and the district is doing several more before the election. This project is part of a district-wide effort to encourage education around the election season, from guest speakers in the classroom to presentations engaging parents. Interim Superintendent Fabiola Bagula says it starts with hosting nonpartisan discussions for students and families.
Our aspiration was civic discourse and an engaged electorate. Like, those were our two biggest pieces. Like, how do we start thinking about how children can actually start engaging in that kind of talk?
Elsewhere in the district, both family members and the public gathered for an event about identifying misinformation.
One of the reasons we're talking about misinformation specifically is to help people find tools to navigate through the sea of information out there and find solid factual information that's pretty neutral, free of bias.
That was Linda Frew from the League of Women Voters. The League partnered with the district to create these presentations. Veronica Prager attended that event at her son's elementary school.
I consider myself a savvy consumer of media, but there's always, you know, room for growth. So I thought, why not attend and see what they have to say?
She says talking about voting decisions with her son isn't always easy.
He asks questions and we try to give him real answers where we say, you know, some people feel this way, but this is what we feel. We're not trying to indoctrinate him. But we're trying to give him real information so that it's not so emotionally charged.
While her son is far from voting age, at Crawford, some students are casting their vote for the first time. Zachary Fleuret, an 11th grader, won't be voting age this year, but he's hopeful for continued discussions about the election.
I like to see more students having more student-to-student peer discussions, but not in just friend-to-friend, on a friend-to-friend basis, on a bigger scale, where we have like all the students listen to some students talk about their feelings politically or whatever.
And 12th grader Salima Melange, like many soon-to-be voters, isn't sure what will happen after the election.
I think we're still kind of in the midst of just trying to figure out what to actually do for the future.
She's hoping to see a better economy and better quality of life. Until her first time casting her vote, she's grateful for a chance to have her voice heard. Elaine Alfaro, KPBS News.
A young San Diego artist is combining activism with art to get his peers interested in democracy. Arts reporter Julia Dixon Evans tells us how Alliance San Diego's youth program is working to get out the vote.
My relationship with art has always been political.
Christian Aragin is the youth artist in residence for Alliance San Diego, a nonprofit that engages the community in the democratic process. He wants his art to inspire young people in his Chicano community to vote.
So for me, it's about wanting to paint the people that I know, the faces that I see.
According to recent California state data, young voters aged 18 to 25 make up 11.9% of San Diego County registered voters. Alliance San Diego's civic engagement director, Itzel Maganda Chavez, says reaching young voters requires a tailored approach.
I think there's definitely a need for organizations to step in and make their content digestible for young people.
Aragin is 18, and this will be his first election. He says many of his peers are interested in politics, but not everyone feels their voices matter yet.
The mantra that I keep saying to myself is like, okay, doesn't matter if you feel seen or heard, like this is part of a bigger picture. Like you're claiming space in these areas so that you'll be able to be seen and heard.
Julia Dixon Evans, KPBS News.
San Diego Beer Week is in full swing. The 10-day celebration promotes the more than 150 independent craft breweries in the county. It runs through Sunday, with events held throughout the county at participating breweries, bars, restaurants, and more. For a list of events, go to sdbeer.com. That's it for the podcast today. As always, you can find more San Diego news online at kpbs.org. Join us again tomorrow for the latest updates from the election. I'm Debbie Cruz. Thanks for listening, and have a great Tuesday.